February 20th, 2006, it's the Lullabot Podcast. Vancouver. We just got back from Vancouver. Well, we got back last week. You got back this week, right?
I did. I took a little extra vacation time.
Did you learn any Vancouver dialect tricks?
Always speak in the form of a question, even if it's not a question. And you need to end your questions with A or right.
Right.
And you pretty much fit in.
Which indicates that that particular question is a question. A?
Eh?
All right. But Vancouver was fascinating, exciting, and interesting. For those of you just joining us, there was the DrupalCon 2006. I guess there might be other DrupalCon. So it was the first DrupalCon of 2006 in Vancouver. The people from Bright sort of hosted the thing, and it was a grand time, very educational for me in particular. How was it for you, Matt?
It was great. It was good to see a lot of the people that you know, that you and I work with almost every day, and be able to see them in person and do a little bit of hacking and a little bit of patching and a little bit of hugging.
Some of more, less of others. Other people, yeah. But yeah, it was really great. Some really interesting stuff, and a good chance to kind of get together and throw around some ideas. You can kind of only do so much of that in the IRC chat room before your fingers start falling off. So it's a whole different thing sitting down next to somebody. And there were some really interesting things that happened. I wasn't there, but there was the all night patch fixing kind of thing at the Ramada Hotel. That was
The effort to try and get 4.7 out the door.
Yes, we still keep trying. Keep hope alive.
You know, I think there's probably 250 developers there, or 250 people there. That's what some other people have estimated, and that's probably one of the biggest. It's probably the biggest Drupal conference yet. That's just a lot of people, man, for 3 days.
And I couldn't find one of them looking for work.
Yeah.
It's really for those of you who are looking for work. There is a lot of Drupal work out there, and.
There's a new forum topic on the Drupal website dedicated to that, right?
I guess so. Yeah. We've got a it's, what is it, bounties and job positions or something like that. I actually just posted job offers and reverse bounties. I just posted a thing on there this morning.
So yeah, if anybody's looking for work, go there. Go to the Drupal.org forum page. And you'll see a forum section called Job Offers and Reverse Bounties.
Yeah, it's not all free. You can actually get paid to do Drupal work. And there's a lot of people looking for a lot of people to do Drupal work. I'm one of those people, actually. And I mean, it's just amazing. Like, you know, we went to the conference and basically everybody was like, yeah, do you know any developers who are looking for work? You know, it's just it's really, really booming. And basically, you know, I decided it's like step one, learn Drupal. Step two, turn on your phone and open a bank account. we'll see. We need, you know, good work, but yeah, there's a lot of work out there. So maybe we can tell some people some more about Drupal, and they can learn Drupal, and then they can get work making beautiful Drupal websites.
Yeah, we need more core developers.
Yeah. Just obviously, you know, just in getting each version out the door. There was some really interesting things that I saw at the conference that I really wasn't expecting. There'd sort of been some stuff that I knew about kind of peripherally, but hadn't really sat down with anyone to kind of get my whole head around it. And it was just really sort of mind expanding to go to the conference and see the way that sort of where the CCK is headed, the content creation kit. John Van Dyke actually finally posted a project for it, and now there's some code to look at and mess around with. It's still kind of in alpha, early beta stage stuff, but it's really coming along. It's really promising. Actions and workflows and views module, all of these, I'm calling all of these they're like meta modules. They're like abstraction modules. Basically, they provide the functions that you would need in specific modules to do specific things, without needing to have specific modules to do those specific things. So, for instance, with the CCK module, instead of creating a module to define a custom content type, a custom node type, instead you just turn on the CCK module and tell it what fields you want in that, and there you go. You've got a it's the new iteration of FlexiNode. FlexiNode works pretty well on the surface, but once you start kind of getting into the nitty-gritty of it, it can become sort of problematic, and CCK attempts to solve all those things. And then the actions and workflow stuff was again something that I didn't get. I downloaded the actions module and kind of took a look at it, and it didn't really jump out at me. But to see it in context when you, Matt, and John Van Dyke again did a session on it. Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about actions and workflows and what it does and why it's cool?
Sure. So there's what we were looking at initially was the node options. When you create a piece of content, you have that box for is it published, is it sticky, is it, you know, all that stuff, create new revision. And one way to solve the problem is to introduce flexible workflows. Once John started looking at that, he thought to himself, well, why not have flexible workflows for users or flexible workflows for comments? So he wrote Workflow Module, which is sort of a generic framework for introducing workflows to things in Drupal. So the whole system has been abstracted, so it's not limited to just dealing with workflows related to nodes. And then he thought to himself, well, we have workflows, and then we have things that want to happen when these workflow states change, when something goes from unpublished to published or vice versa. So that's the concept of actions. And actions are little things that happen when workflow states change. So, for example, if something goes to published, you could have an action that sends an email out to a group of users, or just does a bunch of different things, you know, multiple actions for a workflow transition. So that's the idea behind actions and workflows. And
yeah, it's neat. I mean, I kind of put it in perspective for me because I just had committed a new module called Comment Mail Module that I actually have yet to create a project for. But I'll get that done by the time this podcast comes out. But but Comment Mail Module sort of solves the problem of if you have particularly a site set up where you're allowing anonymous users to comment on your site, which is a nice thing because people don't need to log in order to just post a comment. It's how we work on the Lullabot site. But the problem is that those comments that need approval just end up showing up in a list on the site, and it doesn't ever actually send you an email. And so what I wanted was when someone posted a comment to have it trigger an email that gets sent to me saying, hey, come and approve this comment. And so I created that basically as a module, just a module, and it works fine, and it's nice. But then when I got to the Drupal conference, I this idea of sort of abstracting things, and instead of creating a module that does that thing in particular, instead to create a module that is an action that can any other module or anything can call that would send out an email or a particular type of email, and using the workflow of someone posting a comment to trigger the action of sending an email, and it just became this whole other thing. And again, like, to just also sort of clarify how let's give some examples of workflow states. Like, a site might have, let's say it's a newspaper site, or a, you know, some sort of an online publishing kind of thing. Workflows would be like, someone would create an item, and then it might need to go to a copy editor and a proofreader and the
technical review.
Technical review, exactly. You know, so there are these different states that it would go through. A particular node, the content item, would go through in order to, you know, and then the final one would be being published potentially, or even there might be another workflow that would be retired or something like that. And so as it would move, you know, from one stage to the next stage, it would it might send an email to the technical editor saying, this is ready for technical review, come and take a look at it. This is ready for copy review, come and take a look at it, and stuff like that. So that's a way that actions and workflows could work together. Also, like e-commerce products go through a workflow where someone purchases an item and then they get invoiced for, there's an, you know, the item is then invoiced and then it's
shipped
and completed, and, you know, these different. So there are sort of different examples of workflows out there, and I'm sure other people will come up with other exciting ways of using it, but it's really interesting stuff.
Yeah. And the cool thing here is putting all these new pieces together. You know, I want to, and this day isn't too far off, but I want to be able sometime to go into a business and sit down and talk to them, have my laptop in front of me, and just ask them what their business operations are, you know, if they want a new website, ask them what their business's operations are and what types of content they want to put on the website. And while they're talking, turn on CCK, turn on Actions, turn on Workflow, and create their entire system right in front of them. And be like, okay, so this is what you mean, right? So, and then just show them the workflow states and the data that you're collecting, and then remind them that it's just a prototype, and then take 2 months to build it.
Matt, you've given away your secret.
But Drupal's definitely headed in that direction.
Yeah, but and all this stuff is also, you know, headed towards core. I don't know if it'll be 4.8 or 4.9 or 5 or what, but it's definitely headed in that direction. So that basically, you'll have all this power to create the function. You know, you'll have the be able to use the functions that are out there to create the functionality that you need on a site without actually needing to code up a whole lot of PHP modules. It's really, really cool. Views is another module that I touched on a few weeks ago. But I had more of a chance to experiment with it. And actually, I did an interview with Earl Miles that we'll play at the end of this podcast, who created the Views module. And that one's really interesting. It basically is like a query, like a database query engine. So in a very transparent way, you say, okay, I want to sort by this field and show me all of the nodes of this type that were created after this date, but before this date, you know, and then it'll give you, in the background, it's creating a database query to show you that information. And the end result is having a page that shows you those things.
Cool.
And you can, or it doesn't necessarily even need to be a page. There's ways of putting that, you know, directly into a node. So you could list all of the, you know, have a node that gives the intro. Here are the latest things that have been commented on, and then you would list the titles of the latest stories that have comments and stuff like that. It's really powerful, really cool stuff. And Earl is a great, I mean, he just started in with Drupal like what, in October or something like that. And he's just doing incredible work. It's really, really
he's
great
a powerhouse.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I look at all these things and I think like, oh man, I made this module and now it's obsolete and I made this module and now it's obsolete. I mean, it's exciting. I make it sound like it's a bad thing, but it's really exciting, the work that's going on with Drupal. Really, really neat stuff. Some good thinkers in there.
Yeah, and the intention is that all these modules, CCK actions, workflow, and views, and even Relativity module, all killer modules, are going to be ready for 4.7 as contributed modules. With the intention of slowly moving to core in one way or another for the releases after that.
Did you make it to the Relativity session?
I did not.
Oh, okay, me neither. That one sounded really interesting.
I attended the Drupal enhancement proposals instead, which is a cool idea put forth by Robert Douglas, of a way to harness that initial energy or momentum that sometimes happens on Drupal or the mailing list where somebody says, you know what, we should really buckle down and work on one relationship or relativity module rather than going off in four different ways. And we kind of have a roadmap now. And so this would be a way for to say, okay, great, go to this website and write up a Drupal enhancement proposal. And then we can use that as collaboration and file sharing and forum space to make this module happen. It's a really good idea, and Dries was in there, and we had some. We broke out into groups and talked about the different components of it. So I'm sure we'll be seeing something from that soon.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. Exciting, really cool stuff.
Yeah, usually what happens is you get all this momentum and then there's no like place to output the momentum or a place for people to work together. So either it happens off in the background via emails or it just kind of fizzles out. So
yeah, and also, I mean, lots of times with these big ideas, there's not the economics behind it that there is for a specific module with a specific function, because if I'm building a website for company A and they need function A, it's difficult to come to them and say, well, what we really want to do is create the content creation kit that would not only do this thing for your site, but it would do this for everybody in any way that they wanted and stuff. And so oftentimes there's just not, you know, they're going to say, no, just make the module that does the thing. So a lot of these larger things that we're talking about are really not funded. And I was talking with Zach Rosen from Civic Space just sort of about that and how it's working. And I think that the new job offers and reverse bounties forum is something that sort of goes to that end of starting to put some of this stuff out into the public of like, here's this big idea that we have. Doesn't everybody agree that this is a great big idea? Now, can we just maybe contribute some money so that we can fund the people that are going to develop this? Because I mean, like CCK is a great example. Here's this module that was a great idea, but it's been around for what, like a year or so, the concept of it. And the people who were working on it originally got sidetracked with other paying work. You have to pay the rent. So the big ideas get put on the back burner, but hopefully we can set up a system where individuals, or companies that think that this is good stuff can contribute and know that the money is going to these cool things.
Yeah, and you know, the idea there is some people don't know that they can contribute to see a feature added to Drupal or to a contributed module, and it's quite okay to sponsor functionality. You know. That's, you know, a lot of developers work for free on the project, and others, you know, are getting paid. It's part of their job, but you know, it's perfectly fine to email or call up a developer and say, hey, I'm interested in feature X. Would you be up for a sponsorship? And Yeah, I mean that's how I kind of got the idea that I could make money from Drupal is from folks sponsoring the work that I was doing.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean when I was new to Drupal, it was sort of like, oh, this module doesn't do what I need it to do, and you know, and it sort of felt like this, you know, this door that it was like, oh, I can't get through it. But what I realized was like, well, I've got this project that's a paying project. I need this functionality. You know, if I get in touch with, I think that was actually why I first got in touch with you, Matt, was, was it's like, okay, I need this thing to happen and this thing to happen. Can I hire you to do this? And,
it's true. Jeff Robbins made me a millionaire.
Yeah. Yes. You took my $1 million. I want it back. So what else was interesting and exciting for you at the Drupal conference? Were there other sessions that you went to that?
Yeah, Moshe Weizmann, who is best known not only for his longtime involvement with the Drupal project, but also for authoring the Organic Groups module, had a session on local user groups. The idea being that you know, ways to support local communities of Drupal users getting together, you know, once a month or so, and just talking about things and collaborating on projects and whatnot. And so he is working on a site, groups.drupal.org, that will hopefully harness that energy and be used as a central sort of meetup or hub for these little groups.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, because definitely that energy of what was happening in Vancouver was really great. And if people can recreate that without needing to hop on an airplane, it's going to be really cool. Because a lot of this stuff is sort of, I mean, people like you and me basically work at home, and our total interaction is through the computer with the Drupal project oftentimes. So sitting down with some people and sort of tossing around the ideas of what's going on, and talking about the latest podcast and how hard it kicked ass, you know, is really good to do. You know what we need? We need an audience, because then we could gauge if what we're saying is funny or just stupid and sort of guide it. Maybe I'll just put in a laugh track. Yeah. So what else do we want to talk about? We've gotten a few requests from people to talk about taxonomy, and I think we're probably going to dedicate next week's podcast to taxonomy talk, sort of explaining how taxonomy stuff works and categorizations work in Drupal. Mm-hmm. And probably it seems appropriate to sort of have a companion video. Maybe we'll figure out some sort of a hybrid audio video podcast kind of thing so we can show examples of how it works and stuff. Should be pretty cool. You have anything else to add?
You can do a lot of things with taxonomy, and there's several hidden features, I would call them, that are in there. You know, the ability to generate views for any term or any number of terms. Similarly, the ability to generate RSS feeds for one or more terms. You know, that sort of stuff. It's not apparent that can happen, because there's not necessarily a front end interface for that.
Right, and we'll really dig into that next week and talk about
it. That's the teaser.
That's the teaser. The teaser is it's awesome. Tune in. Well, let's play that interview from Vancouver with Earl Miles, the Views module, the latest genius to join Drupal, and call it a week. What do you say?
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, we're here with Earl Miles, right?
That's right.
Who is what's your online?
Merlin of Chaos.
And
you've developed a whole bunch of modules for Drupal in a very short period of time. Tell us about what are the modules that you've committed.
The first one is I took the original Delicious module, which was written in a somewhat limited way, and because I needed to use two Delicious accounts on a site that I was sharing with my wife, I rewrote it. With the intent of sharing it back to the community. So that's where my first little bit of work is, like, back in October, which is very, very recent on the Drupal scale.
So how long have you been using Drupal?
I first downloaded it in June, I believe. I can actually look that up, but I'm pretty sure it's June, and I didn't really do much with it for at least a couple of months. I was researching a site that I run called AssignBlame, which is an idea I've been sitting on for... since 2001, maybe, and I tried to implement it then, but the technology really wasn't there, and got tired of trying to do the whole thing myself and kind of gave it up.
So what's your background?
I'm a professional computer programmer. I've been in the business since 1994, when networking put me into a job. In fact, networking has pretty much been my entire career. Which is true of many programmers that I know.
So you're freelance, or do you work full-time for a company? Or?
Up until last week, I was working full-time for a company. I'm now technically freelance, but I'm effectively working full-time for Civic Space.
They gotcha.
They got me.
As so many good Drupal developers get got.
Yes, there's quite a few of them out there. I know that many of the really good ones are working for Civic Space or Bright. Charlie's working for Now Public. A bunch of really good talent on Drupal sites, ensuring that they continue their efforts for Drupal.
So you already knew PHP and sort of the framework underlying concepts, at least.
Oh, yes. I learned PHP a couple of years ago. I've actually done some contract work for friends in PHP, a couple of random stuff.
So tell us about some of the other modules that you're known for and how you came about with those and what they do.
AssignBlame started the whole suite of them just because as I was designing the site, many things frustrated me about Drupal. Drupal's extremely powerful, but some parts of it are really limited. And Views was created because I wrote a query to get a bunch of nodes a dozen times while designing AssignBlame, and that was excessive. And it started off with a fairly modest idea to build this query builder, which sort of turned into 6,000 lines of code in about a month, and then through successive rewriting has actually turned into a pretty decent product with only 8 or 10 or 15 bugs in the queue.
And that's Views module.
Yeah, that's the Views module.
And you also have been doing an administrative module kind of thing that we were seeing in the user interface talk?
Yeah, Kieran put me onto that as soon as I started doing some work for Civic Space. Actually, the module is primarily written by David Reed. He and I started collaborating on ideas to implement these things Kieran wanted with work that he'd already done. And what it really is right now is kind of a prototype to rearrange your menu system to make administrative tasks easier and evaluate what we think of that. And then we're going to actually reorganize Drupal's menu system to match this and include some of the tools without actually having to reorganize your menu system.
Wow, that's really powerful. So the idea is to sort of make an easier-to-use admin interface that's more well-organized and clearer.
Absolutely. It's really hard to find things in the administrative menus now, especially if you've added 15 or 20 modules and they're all here and you've got this huge menu and you got to click through all these places. The idea was to bring the stuff you use a lot to the top and then put things that are conceptually similar together and show you a few statistics about your site to give you a quick idea of what the trouble areas are. And there's still a lot of work to be done in determining what statistics we're going to show and what are important, but that work is proceeding well, and I expect a lot of different people to have their hands in it.
Very cool. Are there other modules or other functions or other things that you are thinking about or on the horizon?
Oh, goodness. One that I've had at the back of my head for ages and ages and ages is improvements to the workflow module in terms of access control. Something I did on AssignBlame that only sort of works is it uses taxonomy access and a bit of a hack so that when a module goes through the workflow process of being draft, going to editor review, and then being published by the editor, maybe being kicked back for rework, it actually changes a taxonomy term on that so that if it's in draft workflow state, it's got the draft taxonomy term. And then it uses taxonomy access to ensure that drafts don't show up on the site. And when they're up for review, the editor can't change them. That has some side effects that are unfortunate, like the taxonomy term appears, which is okay during review and rework and draft. That's actually kind of nice. But as a published article, you don't want that to show up, especially in the RSS feed.
What do you see as Drupal's strengths and weaknesses?
Drupal's strength is without a doubt the framework of modules being able to insert themselves into the flow of page generation, of being able to put content in wherever you want, having blocks that can do almost anything. Its weakness is that as it's progressed, it's become more and more flexible. Some older items still remain that are inflexible, and some of these haven't been addressed because they don't really affect the core developers, but they do affect a lot of new users. And that's, you know, a lot of the sorts of things I've been doing. Like one of the things we spoke about earlier today was the ability to do access control on a block. Ironically, that also came up in IRC this morning, that someone was complaining that I want this block to only be viewed by this role. I'm like, yeah, that should be easy. Hopefully it will be.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that Drupal usually does really well. But and a lot of it is sort of user interface issues. How do you create all those options without it just being overwhelming for the administrator? You know?
Oh, yeah, too many options. Again, that's the whole point of organizing the administrative interface. You have to kind of do both at the same time. Another one of Drupal's weaknesses is, in fact, the sheer volume of information available. And the difficulty in defining what things mean and what they do. It's really very difficult to explain to people what something does when it doesn't do anything by itself, but it instead enables you to do cool things. People like to know what something does, and when something enables you to do something, it's hard to understand that.
Definitely. Definitely, and that was like when I installed Actions module for the first time. I didn't get it.
I didn't either. It took me 2 weeks to understand what it did, and then at that point, I'm like, oh, now I have to rewrite all this stuff I did for AssignBlame, which is effectively this stuff.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't really until I went to the Actions and workflow session here in Vancouver that I kind of got it, but it's really interesting stuff, and I hope we see more of that in the future.
I think that's part of Drupal's future, or at least some form of Drupal's future. I think there's enough people in Drupal that as we move forward, we're going to start seeing clusters of Drupal usability areas, and there will be core Drupal, and then outside of that, there will be different things that build on core Drupal. I mean, we've already got it now. We've got Drupal for Education. We've got the Civic Space sort of distribution, which builds on top of Drupal 4.6, and there's Drupal for Bloggers, which I haven't actually heard anything about lately. I remember seeing it start. And a few other distributions like that. I suspect that will continue, and I hope that Drupal embraces that and starts bringing that stuff back into Drupal.org and allows it to work a little bit more like Contrib, but with more organization.
Yeah, cool stuff. Right on. Well, I'll tell you, you know, I'm no truly seasoned Drupal person, but it's great to have you on board.
Well, you know, I'm sure there are very few people who actually do code at this convention who haven't been doing this a little bit longer than I have, but I have this habit of just diving into something head first, and this is one of those things that I dove in and just, I love doing it.
Well, you've certainly made a huge splash, and it's great to have you, so thank you, Earl Miles, and thank you for all the great work that you've done. And we hope to see more great stuff from you soon.
I hope to provide a lot more cool modules.
Right on. Keep an eye out. Merlin of Chaos is his Drupal name, and he's got some great stuff out there, and we're looking for more.
Angry Donuts. That's my site, angrydonuts.com.
There you go. Angry Donuts. Earl Miles. Thanks.
Cool. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.